What is up, everybody? Welcome to the fourth rendition of the Dashboard Podcast. Now, I know all of you out there across the internet have been waiting 2 years to get past this hiatus and listen to this podcast once again. And I am here to make your dreams come true and have this podcast come back again so you guys could listen to it. Now, if you've listened to any other episodes of this podcast, the first three, you probably would have thought that there was going to be some more guests, but I don't really feel like adding more guests as of right now, because it's just a lot harder to get people's schedules together and everything. So it's just me ranting and, I guess giving you guys the news or something. So this is episode 4 for 7, or I won't say 7, I'll say July 9th, 2013. I was going to say 7-9-13. Erp de derp. But I guess it wouldn't even be, it would be like 9-7-13 for you Europeans, or even, I guess, everyone else on Earth. So I'll just say July 9th, 2013. Almost 2 years since the last episode of this. And I will try to make this more interesting than the last one, because I've listened to the first, I've listened to parts of the first three in the past couple days, and I just, I couldn't even watch it. It was like cringeworthy. You know, like I would sit there, I would listen to the silence and just all like the keyboards going and just everyone sitting there silently, just like, so what are we gonna talk about next? So I'll try to make this a little bit more interesting than that. So if you're listening to this on your iPod, or you're listening to this on YouTube, or I don't know, on your Walkman, I remember when those things were still around. I'm not that old, but I remember when those things were the shit. When everyone was like, I gotta get my Walkman. I'm gonna go get my... I mean, that's what I used to call it, because that's what my parents called it. It was just an MP3 player, just like an iPod, but not as cool and not as mainstream. You didn't have any pictures of, like just all shadow people on colorful backgrounds, kind of like jamming to some crazy music in advertisements. It was just like, go pick up this Walkman today at Best Buy. It wasn't as interesting as the iPod advertisements. So anyway, wherever you're listening to this too, I hope you guys enjoy this. So sit back, relax, and let's roll the music. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not that professional yet. I don't have a theme song. I actually don't even know how long this will go for before I get annoyed at all this. And I don't want to do it anymore, because this is just something else I got to do. You know, I hate schedules. I hate having to meet a schedule or meet some deadline. Anytime I would join a network for YouTube and I would have to have a video up a certain day of the week, and I've been in like 3 networks and the same thing happened every time, I'd be fine with it at first. I'd be like, oh, this is great. This is just a bigger audience for me to get my videos to. And just after like a couple weeks, I'm like, oh God, I don't want to have to meet this deadline. You know, because YouTube, as much as you can treat it as like an actual job where you got to have deadlines, you got to get things into your boss on time, or in this case, like just the network content manager or something, I don't know. It gets to become a job instead of a hobby. And, you know, when I could just upload whatever I want when I want to, it makes it more fun. And I'm sure any of you people out there that actually make videos will know what I'm talking about. But anyway, it's 9:45 a.m. right now. This is very early for me. And this is a Tuesday morning podcast. Who makes a podcast on Tuesdays? I don't know. I mean, the dashboard, this logo for this podcast makes no sense. The day that I'm doing this makes no sense. Who listens to podcasts on Tuesdays? It's just a random podcast for anyone that just is bored on a Tuesday. I guess you won't see this on Tuesday morning, but, you know, it's Tuesday morning for me, and my sleep schedule is all screwed up. I woke up yesterday at 12:30, and I went to bed at 12:30 the night before, or I guess the morning, early morning of that day, if you want to be specific. And I went to sleep at 12:30 in the morning last night as well, and I woke up at 7:30. So there's some nights I get 12 hours of sleep, others I get 7, you know, just it's random. So You know, early morning for me. I just drank a cup of coffee, so hopefully that'll keep me going. But let's see what kind of topics I have here. I'll talk about this one first. So I've been training for triathlon recently, and it's been really boring, and just running, and just doing all that. So I went and I picked up the app Zombies Run or Run Zombies, and I would suggest this to anyone that wants to like work out and run and just get off their lazy ass and do something, but they don't want to have to just do the boring old, oh, I'm just gonna go run a mile right now and listen to some music maybe. Like this app is amazing. It's incredible. Only if you have a good imagination, though. If you don't have an imagination, don't even bother because you'll just be annoyed at the random radio people talking to you. But basically what it is, it's like a storyline with workouts. And basically the first workout, I only listened to one workout so far while I was running. And you're basically like a supply runner for some town after the zombie apocalypse. And you have your headphones in, you're running, and just someone on the radio comes up and goes like, you better keep running. Go faster, go faster. The old runner five is behind you. She's chasing you. She's the only zombie chasing you. And to be honest, I always run at night. So when it's really dark outside and someone's telling me, run faster, she's right behind you, keep going as fast as you can, don't give up, it just makes me actually run faster. Even though I know there's no one chasing me, I do look behind me and I do run really fast. And it does get my heart pounding. You know, it's very good for a workout. So anyone that wants to, like I said, wants to go and run and work out, I would definitely suggest it. It was like $2. I mean, I only have the Zombies Run 5K training, which is more for beginners, but I could already run a 5K no problem. So I only got it just so I could listen to the radio things, and like the workouts are like, okay, you're gonna go walk for 10 minutes and then do a 15 second jog and then run for another 10 minutes. So I mean, like, what's the point of that? I seriously, like, I could already run a 5K and they're gonna tell me to walk for 10 minutes and then just do a little jog. It's not like I'm 400 pounds and I'm trying to just get off the couch for a second, you know? But the Zombies Run, like the actual app, that's, I think it's like $4, and it's so much better than the 5K one if you already run a little bit, if you're a little bit in shape, and you don't need to walk for 10 minutes and then jog for 15 seconds and take another 10 minute break. But my phone doesn't support it, so I'm not a hipster, and I don't have well, I guess I wouldn't be a hipster if I had an iPhone. That'd be like the opposite. I just have like a little, what is it called? Where is it? Well, it's all the way over there. I'm not gonna get it. I think it's a T-Mobile G2. It's really old at this point. It's a couple like 3 years old, I'd say. It still works fine for me. But it doesn't support that app. It like the actual app has like base builder. So as you're running, you pick up supplies, and when you're done, you go into this base builder, and it's like Sim City. You get the things that you got while you're running, and you build an actual base, like a zombie base, with the stuff you've picked up. So I would definitely suggest it. If you don't really run at all, I would get the 5K one. But I think I'd say the other one's better if your phone supports it. So that's pretty much it for that. Let's see what we got here. Oh, I want to talk a little bit about Candy Crush. Now this game, well, here's the backstory behind me and mobile games. Really, every single game that is the hip game at the time, I don't play. And it seems like once I start playing it just disappears and no one plays it anymore and they move on to something else. This time around, I picked up Candy Crush before it went out of style. And I figured it out because of my sister, because she's into like all the mobile games and everything. She's a casual gamer, if you want to say. And I'm like, oh, this game's probably stupid. And I picked it up, and I'm addicted to it, I'd say. And I'm really bad at it too. You know, I'm garbage. I'm only like on the first, like I'm only level 20, like 23 or something, and I'm stuck on it. I've been stuck on it for like a couple weeks now. And I don't want to buy any lives. So I lose all my lives. I wait 20 minutes and then I go, I play another life. I lose that one. I have to wait another 20 minutes. And every time my sister's like, why don't you just take the clock back on, or move the clock back on your iPad and that'll give you a full set of lives. So I kept saying, no, I'm not selling out. I'm not doing it. I'm going to play fairly. I don't want to mess with my clock. And it was just eventually I just did it. And I felt really bad. I felt like I sold out. And I feel really bad about it. I don't think I should feel bad about it, but I do. And I guess I really, justice was served with me, because as soon as I did it, I lost all five of those lives. And it said I had to wait 1,000 minutes. 1,000 minutes. I don't know how long that is. Let me look it up. How long is 1,000... not seconds. Minutes. Let's see. 16.67 hours. So I couldn't play it for just a little over half a day. And I haven't done it since. So I guess it serves me right to try to mess with that, the live system. I'm still never going to buy any lives or anything. I know people spend so much on that game. It's either that or you like connect it with Facebook and just every time you beat a level, it's like, oh, I'm going to go tell all your friends that you beat this. Good job. So I don't want to do that either, because I don't like Facebook. I don't like it at all. So I don't have one for my YouTube channel. So anyway, and that's enough with Candy Crush. What else we got going on here? Wow, one of my topics is random stuff. I made these topics yesterday. It's a list. And I don't know. I guess I had something planned. I guess maybe random stuff falls into Candy Crush because I wasn't planning on talking about that. Talk about the history of the podcast. I guess I already did that. Plans for the podcast. I guess I already did that too. I guess reading out these topics isn't really a good topic. Steam sale. Here we go. Well, today is July 9th, and the Steam sale should be starting on Thursday, which is July 11th. So, anyone out there, if you're thinking about buying games in the Steam sale for the first time, if you've never used Steam before and you just got like a gaming computer or something, I would go ahead. I would go onto my channel right now. I would go to my recent videos and find my Steam sale strategy video, which is a video which tells you what times to buy your game, not how to buy your games. I don't think you need a video to know how to do that. But it's a video on what times to buy your games, because there's different kinds of sales, and if you buy your games just on a regular old sale, you're just going to eventually regret it when you find out that like a flash sale came up and you could have saved some money. So go ahead and watch that video. You'll learn everything you need to know when the sale comes around, and hopefully you don't spend as much as I did. And I'm a little embarrassed to admit how much I spent, so I'm not going to. But let's just say I have 167 games, and let's just do a little bit of math. Let's say each game is $5. Go ahead and calculate that. I'm embarrassed to say it, so that's the Steam sale. Hopefully it starts this Thursday. Some people were saying it was going to start on last Thursday, on 4th of July. I didn't think that was going to happen, though, because who would want to work on 4th of July and start up a sale, you know? Because they're going to have someone inside of the Valve offices to have the sale going, so no one would want to be there on the 4th of July. So last year it started on the 12th, so the 11th, just one day off, because it's just a new year, the days shift, you know how it is. So the 11th probably go on for 2 weeks, and I don't know. I'm not planning on buying too many games because I don't really have that much money, because I don't have a job this summer. Like, YouTube's my only job. So yeah, I'll probably just buy enough games, like enough really cheap games to just get the badge if there is one, because I don't know. I feel like getting those badges is like a game in itself. You know, if you have that badge, you're just better than everyone. Like, what's the one that I got from last year? Let's see this. Let's go to my profile. And they have these trading cards now. Oh, I have the Steam Summer Sale King of the Fort. So I did every achievement you possibly needed to get. Like, you had to vote every day. You had to, like, post something on someone else's, like, Steam wall. You had to like them on Facebook or something. I did that all, and I got the badge. So now I feel good about myself. And Steam Holiday Sale 2012, completed tasks. Member since April 13, 2011, 2 years of service. Pillar of the community complete 22 of 0 Steam community tests to earn the level 2 badge. That doesn't make much sense. 22 of 0 Steam community tests. I guess it's just like a little glitch going on here. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to the next topic. I'm already running out of topics. This is great. This is great. How long, how far am I into this? 15 minutes and I'm already out of topics. That reminds me, if you want to submit a topic, just tweet at me on Twitter a topic that you want to hear for next week, and I will make that happen for you. So let's see, how far are we into this? All right, 16 minutes. Not good. Not good at all. I was expecting at this point to be at least half an hour in, make this like an hour-long podcast, but I'm only 16 minutes in. Great. Great. Oh, I guess I have some other topics, but let me go on with some more gaming stuff first. Let me get all the gaming stuff out of the way. Xbox Live beta sign up. So I think as of right now, you could go on to Xbox.com. Let me check on my sources right now. I should have had these up. Very unprofessional. I cannot find it now. It's great. Ooh, this is interesting. GTA 5 official gameplay debuting tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern time. So is that... when was this put up? It doesn't even say. It just says tomorrow. It doesn't say a date. It's great. Yeah, it doesn't even say a date. Unless, hold on, the comments are from 18 hours ago. And because it's 10 o'clock right now... oh, it's 3 minutes from 10 a.m. Eastern time. I could watch the gameplay debut in 3 minutes on this podcast. And it'll be amazing. I didn't even expect this to happen. I didn't plan this. It's gonna happen. It's just gonna happen naturally. Alright, here it is. Here's the article I was gonna talk about. As per usual, Microsoft holds public registration events, and this is on mpfirst.com if you wanna go ahead and check it out. Like, this is, I don't know, there's just so many gaming websites that some people like, other people don't. I don't know, I haven't really heard much about MP First, like, in any bad things about it, like how they sell reviews for games and whatnot. I mean, this one just seems like, it only gives me big news. Like, it doesn't give me news on, like, small games I never heard about, so that's good. Like, if I went on to, like, Kotaku, there's just, like, random articles I don't really care much about, to be honest, so I'd rather this. So here we go. The registrations are up right now, so you could register your console. You have to sign an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, so you can't go on YouTube and you can't like show gameplay of it, but that's fine. So it happens every year, but I think they're changing how you actually sign up. It's a lot easier to sign up now, so that's good. And if you're a fan of Xbox Live, I would do it. I haven't touched my Xbox in months now, so I don't really care. I mean, I guess that would probably make it... I'd make myself more of a candidate. Because it's not like if something goes wrong with the update and messes up my Xbox, I'll be missing much. So I might do it. I think the biggest thing is going to be they're changing their Microsoft currency. So they're going to get rid of Microsoft points, and they're going to replace it with whatever currency you use in your country. So if you use dollars, you lose dollars. If you use euros, you'll use euros. And speaking of dollars and euros and everything, I hate how people in Australia always complain about how expensive their games are. If you go on to reddit.com/r/gaming, I will guarantee you, you'll see posts about how, oh, I live in Australia and I have to pay $100 for my game. I hate this. I hate when they say that, because you know what? Unless you research, you'll be like, oh, wow, that's a ripoff. Why are they making Australians pay so much? But then you realize that their minimum wage is $16. That's like double the price that Americans get paid. So a $60 game in America, if we had double the minimum wage, you could say that it would be $120. But they're paying $100 for their games. So they're basically getting the games for cheaper. Now, I didn't really research too much. All I know is that their minimum wage is very high, and people like to complain about how expensive their games are to get karma. So if there's something I'm missing, please let me know, because I might be ranting about nothing, and I'm not a valuable source of data. I just hear things, and I just convey them as truth. So take everything I say with a grain of salt, but it just makes me mad. Makes me mad. I'm going to go actually look at it right now. There might be something. That's not how you spell Reddit. Let's see. This is very unprofessional. You're probably sitting there just on your iPod, I don't know, driving somewhere, and I'm just sitting here looking at Reddit. People still play Counter-Strike Source after 10 years. If a tree falls on a woman and there's no one around to see or hear, why was there a tree in the kitchen? Silly Redditors. Or I guess that weren't Redditors, it just was on Reddit. Silly Counter-Strike Source players. Yeah, there's nothing here right now. I'm kind of making my argument invalid because I can't find anything. Australia. I don't think I spelled Australia right. No, I didn't. But whatever. Whatever. You don't even need to know. Oh, here we go. The truth about gaming in Australia. Here. Oh, this is exactly my point right here. Here's a picture. It says, at $118 for a game, at $15.96 minimum wage equals 7.4 hours of work to buy GTA 4, which is $118. Now, in America, $60 is for $60 at $7.25 minimum wage in Texas. I mean, it's different in other states, but it's around that. I'd say Texas is probably the lowest amount. I've seen like $13 minimum wage. I forget where. Maybe that's a plan for somewhere. I don't know. So that would be eight hours, or just over 8 hours, to get that game. So you could work for less time in Australia to get a game than you could in America. And people complain that it's so expensive. Like, oh yeah, oh, this is so bad. Why are they ripping us off and making us pay $118? I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. So anyway, let's back up. Let's get back to where I was. So I was talking about money, talking about Australia, currency, Microsoft points being gone. So anyway, this doesn't really make much of a difference, since if you use a credit card, or wait, hold on, does it make a difference? I think it does if you use a credit card. Now, I'm not exactly too sure. If you went onto Xbox right now and you wanted to buy a game, I don't know if you like have to buy Microsoft points on Xbox to get the game, or if you could just go onto Xbox and just buy the game with the exact amount of money that you need. Because if you buy cards, let's say a game is like $14. There's no $15 card, I don't think. You have to buy a $25 one. So you have to buy this all these extra points for nothing. Because even if you don't want anything else, you'll have them. And then you'll be like, oh, whatever, I'll just buy a hat. I don't know. A hat for some game. Or a hat for my avatar. So I'm not too sure about credit cards, but it will be better for people who buy with credit cards if I'm right about how, or if I'm wrong, and you still have to buy Microsoft points with a credit card. So hopefully now it'll be like Steam. So it's just like, all right, game's $5, just give me $5. You don't have to buy a $15 or $20 or whatever I said, or whatever it is. You don't have to buy like a $25 Microsoft point card to get a $5 game. So that's what I think about that. All right, so it's 5 after 10. That was actually a pretty long story. Let's see. I don't know where I'd see this. Actually, you know what? You know what I have to do? I know what I have to do. I have to go on to here. And where? I have to read this article. Let's read this article. Okay. After hinting just last week, Rockstar Games announced today that the debut premiere trailer of GTA 5 gameplay will be appearing, be airing tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. We've seen trailers throughout the whole year, but none of them were actual in-game play. That's press. Okay, so my next thing, it doesn't say anything about where it's going to be released, so I'll take a look while I'm talking. But I looked, I was on PCGamer.com, and I saw this video of this guy doing a world record speed run of Half-Life 2 in under 90 minutes. That is crazy. That's insane. I could never be a speedrunner. Never. Because the thing about speedruns is that if you mess up, if you mess up at all, you have to, like, if even if you're 3 hours in, if you make a little mistake, you got to go back and you got to restart again because you're not going to break the world record. So, like, this guy, he's, like, running backwards and he's, don't see that. Oh, here we go. Here's the video. Oh, 4 minutes. Okay, well, for anyone listening to this podcast, I'm gonna leave it to you guys. I'm gonna give you like a couple minutes while I talk about this to get this video up. The video is called Grand Theft Auto 5 official gameplay video, and we're gonna watch it at the same time. Now, if I was a professional podcaster, I would have stereo mix set up so you guys could hear the sound if you're not in front of a computer or something. But I'm not, or at least not yet. So you guys are just gonna have to bear with me. And those in front of a computer can go pull this up and we'll watch it at the same time. So, anyway, this guy did this speed run, and the part that I'm up to, I wasn't watching the whole thing, I was skipping through because I haven't actually beat the game yet. I know everyone, you could get all your hatred out on me right now. I didn't beat Half-Life 2. I don't know. I got like halfway through and then I like stopped. I just stopped. I never went back to it. I probably should go back to it and finish it. I'll probably finish it before Half-Life 3 comes out because it's going to come out in like 10 years or something at this rate. So this guy was like running backwards. He was like picking up stuff and like flying through the water instead of swimming. And just, it was insane. He was running backwards through tunnels and he knew exactly where to go. Like, I can't imagine how many times he had to go through this to beat it this fast. I can't even imagine. Can you imagine getting up to the last part, the last boss battle or something, and then dying or getting stuck in a wall or something, like a glitch, like he's trying to climb over something and he just glitches out and then he has to do the whole thing over again? I would never be able to do it. I just don't have the patience. I would give up. If that happened to me at the end, I'd be like, you know what, whatever, I'll take second place. I don't have to be the number one in the world, I'll just be number two. I'm done for today, you know? Alright, so hopefully you guys have this trailer up and we can watch it together. Let's see, almost half an hour in. It's not bad. Okay, so have it ready. We're at 0 seconds. Hopefully, maybe out of a miracle, just a crazy miracle, this will play through the recording as well. Okay, so I'm going to start in 3 seconds. I'll count down on go. Start your video and watch it with me. We'll both react at the same time. Just me and you. It's an intimate moment right here. Okay, so 3, 2, 1, go. This must be so awkward for anyone that's not in front of a computer. Now, this is loud. All right, so we got a city. Ooh. Ooh, we got jets. It's beautiful, massive, and diverse. Wow, that's a big mountain. Looks like a nice game. world of Grand Theft Auto 5. Oh, you know what I could do? I could put my microphone from my speakers. Here we go. Hold on. Halfway through, you could hear the sound. I don't know how good this is going to sound, but whatever. Oh, no. Actually, this is not right. Never mind. I thought my other mic was the right one. Never mind. Never mind. I trolled you guys. Hostage situation. Wow. That's pretty cool. Got three main characters. Switch between them. That's pretty cool. Won't be dead by 35. Very incompetent police. Just got sports. That's pretty cool. Ooh, oceans to dive. Like Black Ops 2. Hopefully the fish swim by. Huge focus on mechanics. Tennis and bike riding, are you serious? This is pretty cool. Pretty excited. All right. Well, that was a good waste of 5 minutes. Now, hopefully most of you are watching this on YouTube or just at your computer, so it wasn't just awkward me just randomly making comments about things. But my thoughts on the game, it looks really cool. It probably, I mean, I don't want to get my hopes up too much, but it looks like it'll probably be one of the probably the best Grand Theft Auto games. I've only played a couple of them. I only played like two. I guess that is a couple. But to me, a couple doesn't really always mean two. It just means like a few or something. But, anyway, I think my biggest concern is how it's going to run on PC. You know, like, I don't, excuse me. As much as the game looks great, if there's so many bugs, like on the PC version of Grand Theft Auto 4, there's going to be no point. Because I'm not getting it on Xbox, that's for sure. And, I mean, if I'm able to play Grand Theft Auto 4 on PC, it looks great. It's, like, it's really fun and everything, but I hate the whole idea of, like, using your phone to get into multiplayer. I mean, like, why do they have to do that? Just give me a multiplayer menu. Like, don't make me go and play the first couple minutes of the game every single time I want to play multiplayer, because I just, like, I don't really care about my saves on that game too much. So I always have to play the beginning part where you're driving with Roman through the streets. Like, oh yeah, I'm called the janitor. I gotta go to this place and go gamble. Here's my phone. And then I could go play multiplayer. I hate that. I really do. So, I just, ugh. As long as the bugs aren't there and it just, it's a lot smoother on PC, I'll be very happy, you know, because I don't want to get it on Xbox. It's just going to hold it back, you know, because the Xbox One, PS4 aren't going to be there at the time. So it's going to be on regular Xbox. So PC is really the only thing for me to get it on. And I don't really have the money to get a new Xbox or PlayStation. So I'm just going to get it on PC, and hopefully there's no bugs. But it looks really cool. From what I hear, they took like the city from, was it San Andreas? I don't even know. I don't like take everything I say with a grain of salt. Like I said, I have no idea. I think it was San Andreas, and then they took like a countryside the size of Red Dead Redemption. And they just put it all together into one big map. Like, that's really cool. I like the fact that you could do other things. You know, it's not just running around shooting people up in the city. You could go out and you could, like, bike ride or play tennis or something. Like, if you do that in multiplayer, that'd be pretty cool. It's like Wii Sports. I guess not Wii, though, but you know what I'm saying. Wii Sports in the middle of Grand Theft Auto. And the little clip of multiplayer they had at the end was pretty cool, too. I mean, it looks kind of like Grand Theft Auto 4, but it just seemed like there was a lot of people. Unless it's just everyone on the server was just right there next to the guy. But I always loved Free Roam and Grand Theft Auto. You know, like, the game's great. Like, single player's great. But the multiplayer Free Roam is probably my favorite. Unless, like, there's, like, stupid role players. Like, I was just playing in a server a couple weeks ago. And there was, like, these kids role playing. Just like, oh, I'm gonna pull you over because I'm the police. And you blew a red light. It's just, it's retarded. God, excuse me, still getting over a sickness. Anyway, God, hold on one second. Dying over here, and I'm doing it for you guys. It's getting really hot because eventually, you know, I have the AC on because I have one of those old fashioned like wall window ACs. I don't have central air. So I have the AC on, it cools the room down, I turn it off for videos and stuff, but eventually, when you get like an hour in, because, you know, counting the preparation time I took for this podcast, if you count that into the time that I spent doing this, it's been over an hour, and it's starting to heat up in here, so I don't really have much else to talk about. I already ran out of topics, so... Like I said, if you guys have any topics, that'd be great. Just let me know if there's anything you want me to talk about, any questions you have. Let's see. I don't see anything else to talk about. World of Tanks 8.7 update sounds off with British artillery and a new map. World of Tanks, it's a game I kind of wanted to play for a while now. But I don't know. There's just things I've heard about it that just didn't seem good. Like, I've heard that you pay to win. Like, you just buy amazing tanks, you buy amazing ammo, and then no one could beat you. And I don't like that. That's kind of stupid. It's almost like War Z, except without the fact that admins could just come in and kill you and take all your stuff. Like, that is retarded. And if you've never heard of it, let me tell you the story about this game. I bought War Z the day it came out because of all the hype it had all the good reviews. Well, I guess not really reviews, but like all the articles, like, this is going to be the next DayZ. And the gameplay I've seen, it looked like good quality, nice first-person DayZ. And I was sadly mistaken. I played it for like 10 minutes, and then I quit. You know why I quit? Played for 10 minutes, I died, and then I realized I had to wait like 24 hours to respawn. Like, what is that? Are you serious? I have to wait to respawn? I paid $30 for the game, and I have to wait to respawn. That's a joke. Why? Why do I have to wait to respawn? You know I can make a new character, but why? And then I stopped playing. I haven't played it since. And then I hear about all these things, the scandal of the admins of servers killing people and taking their stuff. Now, that happens in DayZ sometimes too, which, you know, I don't like, but, you know, it just happens. And it's not really that bad because it's just you get the stuff for free, even though you work hard to, like, go pick up stuff and loot and everything. It's not like you're wasting your money. In WarZ, you could spend $30 on a weapon. Let's say you really love the game. You go, you spend $30, and you have this, like, sword or something. You have, like, a katana. Or you have a shotgun or something that you just bought, and you want to go use it. You could go get into a server, start playing. An admin could teleport to you, kill you, take that stuff, and you don't get it back. You spend your money on those weapons, and you don't keep them. $30 is insane for a weapon. If they charge me 10 cents for a weapon I couldn't even keep, I still wouldn't buy it, you know? Because that's just stupid. I wouldn't want to, like, do anything ballsy, you know? I wouldn't want to run out and try to fight someone because I know that if I'll die, I'm wasting 10 cents. But $30! If anyone was stupid enough to buy a weapon for $30, then at least they should keep the weapon, you know? Like, even if you're paying to win, I mean, I don't like that, but it's one thing to pay to win, and then you get to keep your stuff, and it's just like, all right, well, you just invested in your satisfaction in the future in the game. But once you start losing that stuff, as soon as you die, I mean, like, even if an admin doesn't teleport you could spawn in next to someone. They just have, like, a hatchet or something. They just run up to you, hatchet you in the head, you get knocked down, and then you die. It's like, okay, I couldn't even use that weapon because I died so quick. That's just, it's stupid. Very stupid. Some game companies, you know? They just know how to screw people over. And I don't like that, you know? I guess I could talk a little bit about Minecraft, too. I was going to say, talk about screwing people over, but Minecraft didn't do that. Last of Us sales figures. 3.4 million copies sold in 3 weeks. That is pretty amazing. I'll talk about Minecraft after this, but Last of Us is a game that's only on the PS3. And in 3 weeks, they sold 3.4 million copies. I know people that want to buy a PS3 just to play that game because of all the hype it's getting. And from what I hear, it's really good, but it's just like Uncharted. It's just Uncharted in like a zombie world. I don't even know. Is there zombies? I have no idea. I didn't watch any videos of it just in case that there's an odd chance that I pick up a PS4 or something and then I go play this game. I don't want it to be spoiled. But I gotta be honest, it tempts me. It does. You know, if someone offered me a PS3 for like $50, I'd get it and get Last of Us, you know. I just wish they put it on PC. Like, I wish they didn't just go like, oh, you have to have a PS4 to play this game. Or a PS3. But 3.4 million copies on one console. Like, how much did Call of Duty sell? Let's see. How many copies did... I think Black Ops 1 was the highest selling Call of Duty, right? Well, let's see. Black Ops 2 sell in 24 hours. In the first 24 hours. 11 million units sold in the first week for Black Ops 2. Generates 500 million in 24 hours. That's so crazy. They're just going to keep pumping out the same exact game every single year until their sales figures go down. Like, people say, oh, Call of Duty's dying. But they sell 11 million units in 1 week, and they make 500 million in the first day. Call of Duty Black Ops 2 sales were lower in the game's first week than Modern Warfare 3, but it's too early to worry about the gamer fatigue. Well, this was, like, back when the game first came out. Modern Warfare 3 sold 13.45 million units in the first week. So, let's see. So I guess Modern Warfare 3 sold the most out of any Call of Duty game. So, I mean, I feel like that game killed it. It killed, like, the Call of Duty series. Because I like Black Ops. As much as people really hated it, I liked it. Because you know why? I didn't get into Call of Duty really, like, multiplayer until Modern Warfare 2. And at that point, people were like, oh, it's the same game over and over again. I've been playing it since Call of Duty 4, same engine and everything. I'm just like, oh, I just started playing this. Like, I started playing Call of Duty multiplayer. I still remember my first game. It was, like, I don't know what game type. I don't really care. But it was a game on Scrapyard. And I remember turning on the game, getting into it, loading in, and seeing another person online, a real-life person, not an AI, because from Call of Duty 4 until Modern Warfare 2, I bought the games for single player only. I didn't buy Xbox Live because I didn't really play much Xbox. I just got Call of Duty because, I don't know, I've always liked shooters. Like, my dad used to play a lot of shooters. And, like, when I was really little, he would, like, go like, hey, you want to play? I would play the original Medal of Honor with him, and let's see, what other games? I remember Return to Castle Wolfenstein. Castle Wolfenstein. What year did that come out? Came out in 2001. I played that with him. We just play against each other, like on a LAN. And, I don't know, I guess because of that, I liked shooters. So when Call of Duty was out and I got my Xbox, because I got my Xbox when Call of Duty 4 just came out. So, or wait, was it? Let's see. Hold on. Let me look this up too. What year did Kung Fu Panda come out? Because I got that with the Xbox. Come out on Xbox. Kung Fu Panda for Xbox 360. I think this is it. Yeah, this is it. It's $3.99 now. I like that game. Maybe because it was like the first game. I'm like, oh yeah, this is so great. Activision was the developer. Are you serious? You gotta be kidding me. It doesn't even say the date came out. It's great. Wow, most of these are a lot of 10s and 9s. Kung Fu, I'm just going to say Kung Fu Panda video game. Hopefully there's like a Wikipedia. Kung Fu Panda video game. Speaking of Kung Fu Panda, there's just like, here we go. There's like all these shows now for Kung Fu Panda. I mean, and I think they're making a second movie. Like, seriously? Oh, it came out in 2008. So, dude, I think Call of Duty 4 came out in 2008. Call of Duty 4. Wikipedia. 2007. So I got it the year after. And, okay, so I got my Xbox the year after because I got my Xbox with the Kung Fu Panda and like Lego Star Wars release thing. I don't know what it's called. Whatever. I forget what the word is. Whatever. So I got Kung Fu Panda and I got Lego Star Wars with my Xbox. And I remember buying Call of Duty 4 also. I remember getting that like first. And all I used to do is I would just play with my brother or with my dad or whoever. Just play offline, just like split screen. And playing on shipment every single time. Just constantly shipment. Either that or playing on, was it Crossfire? I think it's Crossfire. The one with like the really long sight line down. Like if you play on PC now, the one that like Pro Mod's always on. I'd play on either Shipman or Crossfire. And when I play Crossfire, I'd play old... Actually, both I'd play old school mode. And I would just, like, just run around, pick up guns and everything. And it was just fun. Then World of War came out. I played that. And I remember when I picked it up, my friend... I don't even think he's my friend anymore. I don't think he plays video games anymore. But he's like, oh, yeah, you're getting World of War? I gotta show you this, the secret way to get the ray gun in Zombies. And he showed me how to get the ray gun. And I barely played Zombies. It scared me. Like, I wasn't desensitized to zombies and killing and everything. Like, now if I play Zombies, it's like, oh, whatever. These things are just annoying and I just have to kill them to move on. But then it's like, oh, wow, there's actual zombies coming up to get me. It was creepy. It was Nazi zombies, too. It wasn't just zombies. It was Nazis. And it just added an extra thing. Then my Call of Duty 4 got scratched, and I remember I didn't really care that it was scratched. Like, me and my brother would sit there, and we'd be like, all right, come on, we can't say a word. Because it just, for some reason, it would seem like when we were silent, when the thing was loading up, it would load up into a game. But if we were talking or moving or something, it would say disk read error. So eventually we went and we got a new copy of the game. And so we played Call of Duty 4, and we played World at War. And then I remember Modern Warfare 2 came out. I already told the story before, but I'll tell it again. So listen. So World at War came out. Modern Warfare 2 came out. And I remember I was playing on the school football team. And before practice one day, the day that the game came out, everyone was into the game. Everyone was like, oh, yeah. I'm already level 70 on Modern Warfare 2. And I didn't know anything about multiplayer. I was that disconnected from online gaming that I had no idea what they were talking about. I was like a couple missions in to the game. And they would ask me, what level are you? And I'm like, I don't remember the name of the level. What are you talking about? How do you know what level... How do you count up to level 70? And... From then on, I realized there was multiplayer, and I'm like, oh, maybe I should get Xbox Live. And eventually I did. And it wasn't until February of that year, the game normally comes out in November, it wasn't until February when I got the game, or multiplayer, or Xbox Live. And I played the game. It was like a couple days before I went away on vacation. And I was just amazed. I saw a green name above someone's head, and I'm like, this is incredible. I love this, but I sucked. I was awful at the game. So this is going to turn into like my YouTube history, but whatever. It all started with Call of Duty. There you go. So I played. I didn't want to go away. I didn't even want to go on vacation because I was just so into the game. So I was playing. I couldn't figure out how to get better. I was so bad. I wasn't able to get like a UAV. I wasn't able to get 3 kills in a row. So I started playing Search and Destroy because I thought, oh, okay. Well, actually, no, hold on. That's different. See, this is the problem. Some people are really good at telling stories and they just remember every detail. But for me, I forget things. It just ruins the flow. So let me try to make this a better story experience. So I just kept playing. I tried to get a nuke. And I remember this one time, like, my favorite gun was the M21 EBR, best gun. I loved it. It was incredible. It was amazing. And no one liked it but me. I remember I watched a Wings of Redemption video. It was like the only one I've ever watched. And he was using it. He was like showing how to get one shot kills with it. And I remember I just kept watching it over and over again, trying to figure out the best tactics to use this gun. And I remember I watched a series called Nuke That Spot. I think, hold on, put my water down. Look this up. Let's go to YouTube. That's not how you spell YouTube. Nuke That Spot. Here it is. Lumpy and Chromes. Those guys. They were the man. and they don't even upload videos anymore. The last one was Modern Warfare 3. But they had some great videos. I loved them. They were the worst. Like, right now, if you went to any of these things, you would just get shit on by everyone in the game. They'd be like, "Oh, why are you camping?" But to me, they were amazing because I was awful, and the only way I could have gotten a nuke was using these spots, and they were just for spots that you would sit and you would camp, and you would use the spots to get nukes because they were just amazing, like head glitches or whatnot. I wasn't even able to get nukes on those because I would get flanked, and they didn't work as well as I wanted them to, but that's because I was really bad. So I would go check them out just for the nostalgia, just to go check out these spots. Just like, oh wow, I remember that spot when those camping noobs sat there and just camped all day, tried to get nukes. All right. So anyway, let me continue on. So I watched videos like that, and then I remember I watched a video from what's his face? What was his name? That guy who camps. And it was a video called, I looked up how to do good in Search and Destroy in Modern Warfare 2. Like something like that. Just bear with me. And the video was like noob tubing. And the video was barely about how to do good in Search and Destroy. But I started playing Search and Destroy after that. And I just kept watching his videos just over and over again. Every video that came out, I'd watch it. And he became my favorite YouTuber. I don't think he uploads anymore, but he was my favorite YouTuber back in the day. And it inspired me to go get a capture card. So I went out. I only had a Mac. I bought a Mac that same year. That's how I watched all those videos. As soon as I got it, I started watching YouTube videos. Because my computer, like, I had this PC, this desktop that was, like, too slow to even run YouTube videos. So once I got a Mac, which is a stupid idea, I didn't expect to want to play games or make videos. So I'm like, oh, what's the point of getting, like, a fast Windows machine? So I got a Mac because my dad had one. It was, like, really reliable. So I got a Mac, and then I'm like, oh, I want to make videos. So I went, I looked up. The Dazzle was the way to go because that's what everyone had back then. Only a few people had HD PVRs. So I went to Best Buy. I went to go get the Dazzle. And it wasn't like now. It's not like these companies that make capture cards direct their sales towards gamers. It was more towards people who want to record, like, I don't know, home videos or something. Like connect to their like video camera or something and record it onto like a DVD or something. So the people at Best Buy are like, oh no, this only works on Windows. You can't get it on a Mac. Nope, sorry, you can't get it on a Mac. And I'm like, no, I know I can. So I did, I got it, I bought some third-party software, and it worked. And I started recording, and I made a montage. Montage was garbage. I watched it yesterday. It was so bad. It has one like and one dislike. And if you go onto my channel, let's see what you have to look up. Captain Clutch 16 MW2 Mintage. I think that's what it's called. There you go. You look up Captain Clutch 16 MW2 Mintage, and it's the first one. It is garbage. And then I have one underneath that. If you look up that save, it says Happy Halloween Funtage. So me and my friend, we would just record things. We did dual commentaries. He doesn't do YouTube, but we just recorded things. It was so much fun, but I was really bad. So I'd play Search and Destroy constantly, and that's how I got into Search and Destroy, because I thought, all right, so all I have to do is get a couple kills. And as soon as I get a kill, that guy doesn't come back. So he doesn't know where I was. So it was just a lot easier, it seemed to me. And that's how I got the name Captain Clutch, because of Search and Destroy. And I played Search and Destroy before I made YouTube videos, and that's kind of where the name came from. But also a name generator. Because like Captain Crunch, Captain Clutch. People call me Captain Crutch on Xbox, though. They can't read. But anyway, so like if I uploaded this montage now, people would think it's a joke. Like they'd be like, oh, very funny. Cause some of them were hard scopes, others were just one quick scope and it would go to the next clip. It wasn't like today where you have to get like a fakey McTwist headshot ladder stall to like get a good clip. You know, people were just like getting collaterals, and that was like a big thing. That was like their big clip in the montage. So it wasn't that bad that I only got quick scopes. But yeah, go check it out if you want, if you're at a computer. So anyway, let's continue on. So I started recording, I started making videos, and that was right before I started in September. I made my channel in September, like September 3rd or something. And I started making videos, started making Call of Duty videos, and I sounded like a girl. People make comments like that, and I'm like, oh, stop it, I don't sound like a girl. And I did. I look back now, and I did. So I started making Minecraft videos. I think below, if you look up Modern Warfare 2 Mintage, or Captain Clutch 16 Modern Warfare 2 Mintage, right below the Funtage is my Minecraft world, my first Minecraft video. So I started making Minecraft right when that was big, right when CNanners made his first Minecraft video. That, like, right now it has, like, 3 million views or something. It just, it blew up the Minecraft scene. So that was the first Minecraft video I saw. So I started making videos, and now I have a bunch of Minecraft series, and it's a huge game now. And I went into Walmart the other day, and there was posters for Minecraft there. It's just insane. So I just started making, I kept making videos, and later on, I think maybe the next year, was it the next year? No, it was that same year, in 2011. Near New Year's Eve, like around then. I think on New Year's Eve was the day I made my first HD video. So I started making HD videos then, and, you know, the rest is history. So there you go. That's like a good bit of time right there, like 10-minute story. The history of my channel. I don't even remember what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, let's rewind. Here we go. So I was talking about that. Talking about my history, talking about Call of Duty, how many sales it got. Back to Last of Us sold 3.4 million copies in 3 weeks. Like, that's insane. And I feel like they'll sell a bunch more when the PS4 comes out and just a bunch of Xbox gamers go get PS4s and download them from the cloud. If what Sony says was correct, they could just download them, all PS3 games onto PS4s. So people will be able to see it. Hold on, I need to take a drink, or else I'm gonna like go into a coughing fit. I could feel it. Anyway, hold on, I'm gonna have to do it anyway. Man, it's pretty hard to talk for an hour when you're sick. So anyway, what was I going to do next? Let's talk about Minecraft. So Minecraft has the new update. Has the new launcher. I talked about this in my Minecraft series. I don't really like the new launcher. Stupid. Oh, wow. Aaron Hernandez was removed from Madden and NCAA. Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing how someone that successful could just ruin their lives. He was making millions of dollars, and now he's going to prison. Well, if he's convicted. I mean, he's in jail right now, but if he's convicted, he's going to prison. But I think they have some pretty good proof that he did kill someone, so, you know, it just sucks for him. It's pretty depressing to see that someone that successful can just have it all go down the drain. Like, there's people that would love to be in his position, and he just screws it up for whatever reason. But maybe he was set up, like in Prison Break. I don't know. But anyway, I think that's pretty much it. I think an hour is a pretty good time for the first one. So thank you for watching. And I keep like going. But thanks for watching. And stay tuned till next week for the next rendition of the Dashboard Podcast. And if you have any suggestions for topics for next week, please, if you're watching this on YouTube, leave them in the comments. Or if you're listening to this on iTunes, follow Captain Clutch 16 on Twitter. That's twitter.com/CaptainClutch16, just like my YouTube. And you can tweet at me some topics. Just use the hashtag dashboard. And that seems a little bit too professional for me, but you don't have to. I would prefer it, though. So if you can, use the hashtag the dashboard, or just dashboard, and or topics, and just give me some topics to talk about, and I'll talk about them. Any questions you have, any anything you want to know about me, or anything you want me to talk about as far as gaming and whatnot, just let me know. So this was episode 4 of The Dashboard, and until next week, I'll see you guys later. Goodbye.